today on Jeff's Podcast.
The favor of God is not a divine lottery from which your number was suddenly called. It's not about I got my blessing before you got yours. Favor is about I didn't get hit with the attack that was meant for me. The weapon that was formed against me couldn't prosper. The curse fell on the one trying to put the curse on me. The favor of God, like the blessing of Isaac upon Jacob and Jacob upon Ephraim, gives me provision, it gives me power, and it gives me protection to fulfill my purpose.
Welcome to the podcast. Jeff Wolf is a revivalist, author, and the founder and president of Resurgence, a Cincinnati-based nonprofit organization on a mission to minister to the ministry. We're so glad to have you today. Here's Jeff.
Have you ever landed a job you weren't the most qualified for? How about a promotion you didn't expect or a blessing you didn't anticipate? You probably called it the favor of God. You weren't wrong, but you weren't entirely right either. God's favor is not limited to tangible blessings. If you'll just listen for a few moments, I'm going to challenge your theology on this topic, but bear with me, you'd be glad you did. So what is favor? Have you ever heard the phrase, favor isn't fair? It's often used in reference to Jacob blessing Joseph's sons. He was supposed to lay his right hand on the oldest son, Manasseh, and his left hand on Ephraim. The right hand signified the blessing of the firstborn, which was a double portion of that of the other sons. But instead, the Bible said, Jacob crossed his hands and put his right hand on the head of Ephraim, even though he was the younger, and his left hand on the head of Manasseh, who was the older, according to Genesis 48 and 14. So why did Jacob cross his hands? Why did Ephraim get the blessing intended for his brother? What is favor? Was this favor? Why does God seem to bless one person differently than another? Doesn't it seem unfair? The short answer is this: God is sovereign. The longer answer involves our faith in a God who is entirely good, who is no respecter of persons, whose good pleasure it is to bless his people, who daily loads us with benefits, and who gives rain in due season. Maybe the reason Jacob gave his grandson Ephraim the firstborn's blessing had something to do with the meaning of his name. Joseph called his son Ephraim, saying, God has made me fruitful in the land of my suffering, according to Genesis 41 and 32. When Joseph brought his sons to their grandfather to be blessed, he knew Jacob's eyes were dim. Therefore, he intentionally placed Manasseh near Jacob's right hand and Ephraim near his left. In other words, Joseph put his sons in the correct positions. But when Jacob crossed his hands, he illustrated that position and blessing are not always interconnected. You can have position without blessing, and likewise be blessed without a position. The blessing that Jacob was about to pronounce upon Ephraim would be almost identical to the one his father Isaac pronounced over him in Genesis chapter 27, verses 28 and 29, when he said, "Therefore may God give you of the dew of heaven, of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and wine. Let peoples serve you, and nations bow down to you. Be master over your brethren, and let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you, and blessed be those who bless you." That was the blessing. Before he laid his hands upon his grandsons, Jacob crossed his right hand over his left, disregarding their birth order, their positions, and the wishes of their father Joseph, and pronounced the blessing of the firstborn son upon Ephraim instead of Manasseh. With this blessing came the promises of provision, power, which is authority, and protection. That is the favor of God. Favor is connected to your purpose. You can be blessed and not necessarily have God's favor. David said, "For I was envious of the boastful when I saw the prosperity of the wicked," in Psalm 73:3. But it is impossible to have God's favor and not be blessed. Remember the meaning of Ephraim's name? It's fruitful. Again, when Joseph named him, he said, "God has made me fruitful in the land of my suffering." When Jacob pronounced the blessing upon Ephraim, he must have remembered the favor of God upon his son Joseph during his captivity in Egypt. God gave him provision, power, and protection for his purpose. Now, Ephraim's unexpected double portion blessing was a symbol that the favor of God is not based upon one's birth order, one's position, one's accomplishments, or some other measuring stick. The favor of God isn't about who is the first in line, just as in Joseph's case. The very purpose of the favor of God is about preserving your purpose. Joseph's purpose was to save his family in the famine and to ultimately save the nation of Israel. Despite Joseph's suffering, everything he touched was blessed. He became a slave, and God blessed him. He was falsely accused and imprisoned, and he was blessed. He was brought before Pharaoh and was blessed. Joseph's purpose would have been aborted and his life taken had it not been for the favor of God upon his life. Now let me apply this principle to your life. Your adversary was about to unleash hell on you, but your heavenly Father crossed his hands like Jacob and blessed you when it wasn't your turn. Suddenly, your lack turned into plenty, your weakness turned into authority, and your vulnerability turned into protection. You felt like you were losing ground, but now you're moving forward with the favor of God. When God lays his favor upon you, it's not just so you can remain passive and enjoy the fruit of his right hand. His favor is connected to a calling and therefore a purpose. You may ask, how do I know if I have a calling and a purpose? Well, the answer is this. If you are experiencing uncommon attacks from your adversary, the devil, you have a purpose he is trying to extinguish. You can obviously never repay God for his favor and blessings upon your life, but you can honor and glorify him by pursuing your purpose. Favor is not what you think it is. Listen to me. Let's go a little further. I found something interesting in Psalm chapter 5, verse 12. David said, "For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor you will surround him as with a shield." I've read this 1,000 times, but one day, as I was studying, I read it and the word shield jumped off the page at me. I thought, wait a minute, a shield is a defensive instrument. A shield blocks the arrows of the adversary from striking me. What does that have to do with the favor of God? That's when the Lord gave me that revelation. Favor isn't what you think it is. I found the connection between the shield and favor again in Psalm 84, verse 11. "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless." The favor of God is not a divine lottery from which your number was suddenly called. It's not about, "I got my blessing before you got yours." Favor is about, "I didn't get hit with the attack that was meant for me. The weapon that was formed against me couldn't prosper. The curse fell on the one trying to put the curse on me." The favor of God, like the blessing of Isaac upon Jacob and Jacob upon Ephraim, gives me provision, it gives me power, and it gives me protection to fulfill my purpose. Favor isn't just my blessing, it's also the shield that protects my blessing. The favor of God isn't what you think it is. It is so much more. It's God's seal of approval on my life. It's His banner over me that declares what God has blessed, no man can curse. The favor of God always comes with protection to accomplish your purpose. That's the favor of God. It is so much more than just receiving a blessing from God. It's about receiving a tool. And then the blessing, which often is your tool. Your blessing is your tool to bless others. It is also about the protection, the shield of God over me to fulfill my purpose. Psalm 90, verse 17, the Lord said, He will give me favor and establish the work of my hands. Deuteronomy 28 is a passage of Scripture the Lord has been literally embedding in my spirit lately. In Deuteronomy 28, He promises that He will bless the work of my hands. The favor of God protects you so that you can do the work God has put in your hands. Favor is so much more than just receiving from God. It is being equipped, being empowered, being anointed to accomplish the work that God has placed in your hands. Let me take you to Malachi chapter 3. Oh, you know it well. You cringe and you begin to sink in your pew when your pastor begins to talk about the blessing of giving. But look at what God said. He said, bring all the tithe into my storehouse and prove me now herewith that I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you will not have room enough to receive it. Now, a lot of times we will stop there, but you must take the scripture further to get the context. That's the blessing. That's the blessing that comes from sowing seed. But the blessing comes with another promise. The blessing not only comes with a promise of provision, it comes with a promise of protection. Because the next phrase in that passage is, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. Hallelujah. He is going to shield you with the favor of God so that the enemy, your adversary, the devil, cannot touch what God has blessed you with. What brings the favor of God? Your obedience brings the favor of God. As I said just a moment ago, the favor of God is not just so that you can sit passively and enjoy His blessings, but it is to equip you and empower you and protect you while you fulfill the purpose of God for your life. Can you imagine what would have happened to the nation of Israel had Joseph not continued to pursue his purpose? We spent 4 weeks talking about Joseph out of Genesis chapter 37 through 40. And we talked about, and we won't rehash it, but we talked about all of the things God was doing as Joseph was becoming. The favor of God upon him is what gave him the provision, the power or authority, and the protection to become what he was purposed to become. Isn't that powerful? God's not through with you. If God's favor is on you, it's because He has given you a calling and a purpose, and it's up to you to pursue that purpose. Don't just sit in your house while this pandemic seems to want to hang on and squeeze its grip upon us in these trying and diverse and divisive times, but find out where you are in your purpose and your destiny and do it. Do what God's called you to do. He'll give you the provision, He'll give you the power, and He'll give you the protection. That is the favor of God. The favor of God isn't just bless me, Lord. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with praying, Lord, bless me. That's what Jabez did. Lord, bless me indeed. Enlarge my territory. It's okay to pray for blessing, but know that with the blessing comes the responsibility to fulfill your purpose. And when you pursue your purpose, it brings the favor of God down upon you. Favor isn't what you think it is. Favor is so much more. It is God's stamp of approval upon your life. God bless you. I hope you were uplifted and encouraged by this word today. I'm excited about God's word. I hope you are too. I'm praying for you, and I'll see you next time.
We're so glad you joined us today. Remember to subscribe on your favorite podcast provider and YouTube. For more information, go to jeffwolf.org. Are you one of the 268 million people around the world who are battling anxiety and depression? Jeff's new book addresses this pandemic of the mind. Mindemic: How Faith Can Help Us Overcome the Anxiety and Depression Crisis in America will restore your hope and help you challenge the lies of the enemy in your mind. It's available on Amazon and at mindemic.org. We'll see you next week. Be blessed.